Welcome to episode 34 of Influencer Insights. Wanting even more influencer podcast goodness and to connect with like-minded influencers? Join our Facebook community for daily tips on how to up-level your business and chat with myself and other listeners. All you gotta do is visit facebook.com/groups/theinfluencerpodcast to be a part of this wonderful community. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. This is where I take you behind the scenes with today's top influencers, industry insiders, and entrepreneurs as they share step-by-step strategies to help you turn your online dreams into a purposeful and profitable business. I tend to see a certain amount of excitement and giddiness during the first few weeks of each new year. We jump back into our work with energy and enthusiasm, running full speed ahead towards new goals. What follows a few months later tends to be frustration. Oh yeah, that old foe of ours knocking on the door, looking for his spot. We start to feel the effects of all the creative energy we spent investing in the lives and plans of others during the holidays. Our creative process starts to get choppy with alternating waves of resistance and hope. And as we settle into the year, it's important not to judge yourself for anything you didn't get done over the holidays. But it's also important not to use it as an opportunity to victimize yourself or become complacent moving forward. You have the power to recommit to the process. The first step is awareness, which is what I'm here to talk to you about today. So here's the deal. This time last year, I had a major awareness problem. Now, of course, I was aware of important things like the gratitude I felt for my family or my abilities and my work, and I was aware of daily tasks like appointments and meetings that needed my attention. So from the outside looking in, my year was off to a great start. The awareness problem I'm talking about was more subtle than that. I knew what I wanted for the year ahead, but I felt lost in how to get there. I could visualize my goals, but felt like there was something more that I needed to realize to make those goals happen. Then everything changed. I had this huge aha moment and everything started to fall into place. Suddenly, I knew exactly what I needed to do to achieve my goals that year. And it wasn't because of some magic or secret spell or lucky strike. It was so much kind of simpler than that. I discovered an exercise that taught me how having well-informed clarity on where you've been is the only way to get to where you want to go. Now, how I discovered this is by kind of starting to ask myself easy questions like, why am I getting lost? Why do I not feel like I have all the answers? If I did have all the answers, what would the answers be? Why do I feel like I keep needing to look for something or someone else to figure this out for me? So what I learned is that if you don't take time to reflect on your past achievements and failures, you're going to struggle to stay organized and on track towards your goals. Start keeping a list of every task you complete throughout the day and keep it somewhere that you see it. I call this my kind of done list, and honestly, it's more valuable than any of my to-do lists ever have been. This exercise is important for a couple of reasons. One, seeing how much you've done, no matter how big or small the accomplishments may seem, will inspire you to keep going and give you a boost in confidence. And looking back, you gain awareness and clarity. And when you have these things, you can properly plan for an even more focused and productive future. When we focus too much on the failure or on the expectation or on the future, we fail to acknowledge all the knowledge and insights that we already have right now to help us succeed. Now, if you want to dive deeper into this exercise, you can get my complete Plan with Purpose roadmap at juliesolomon.net/planwithpurpose. So in this guide, I share the 6-step goal planning method that I use to plan out my year. It includes a 5-page workbook and deep dive video guide designed to help you strategically plan and execute your goals over the next 12 months. And it's only $27. Again, you can snag that Plan with Purpose at juliesolomon.net/planwithpurpose. I knew that if I embraced the purpose of this exercise each year, or even every 6 months, I would be unstoppable. And that's my hope for you too, because you have so much to be proud of. Before you go, remember to screenshot this episode and share it with me over on Instagram by tagging me at Jules Solomon and hashtagging the Influencer Podcast. I always love to see who's listening alongside me.
Are you ready to create your own industry-leading influence? For show notes, downloads, and action-based tips, head to www.theinfluencerpodcast.com, where you can find out more about this week's episode, guest, and our host, Julie Solomon. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please take a minute to go to iTunes and leave a review so we can help other influencers like yourself build their own successful business.